Unit 8, page 87, exercises 3 and 4.
Hi everyone, and welcome to the Make It Happen podcast. What we aim to do today is give you a few ideas and examples of how you can be a good citizen or get involved with things in your community. Right, Tamsin?
Yes, and there are lots of ways to do that. I've been looking through some news stories and social media, and as a result, today I'm wearing two different colour socks. See?
Oh, yes. So why is that?
The point of this is to support an anti-bullying campaign. All you have to do is wear different socks. So it's a great way to make a statement against bullying without signs or posters. Do you like that?
That's cool, Tamsin. Yes, it's a colourful way to show support and it gets people talking.
I also found an interesting story about a guy called Paul French who did a sponsored walk. He wanted to raise money for his local children's hospital. He walked from Perth to Sydney in Australia. That's 4,000 kilometres.
No, crazy, right?
Crazy enough in normal clothes. But Paul did it dressed as a stormtrooper.
What? Why?
For the publicity. If you see someone walking, you don't usually stop to talk. But if you see a stormtrooper, you're curious, right? It was a great way to make people donate to his charity.
Great idea. To tell us about more ways to get involved, I've invited a couple of young friends into the studio. Thanks for coming, Joey and Bria.
Hello. Hi.
Bria, tell us about your activity first.
I volunteer with my local Special Olympics Club. There's a group of kids with learning difficulties, and we do athletics once a week. I help the coach at the sessions.
Hey, well done. How did you start, Bria?
It started as part of a school project, and it was a lot of fun. I've been doing it for 3 years now.
So there are opportunities to volunteer?
Yeah, I think so. Clubs and other organisations are always looking for helpers.
Cool. Now let's talk to Joey. Tell us about your activity, Joey.
Sure. Well, I'm a plogger.
Sorry? What's a plogger?
Plogging started in Norway. Ploggers are people who run and clean beaches at the same time. It's getting popular everywhere now. I think the reason for this is that so many runners care about the environment.
So how does it work?
It's simple. You just take along a garbage bag when you run. On a 5-kilometre run last week, I completely filled the bag. By doing this, you stay in shape and clean the beach too.
Hmm. So there you go, everyone. I hope we've inspired you. Bye for now.